Hello, am I through to Kevin McGowan?
Who's this?
Hey, Kevin, it's James calling from MMA Legal in regards to the Scottish Regis application. How are you today?
Not bad, aye.
Good to hear. Apologies for ringing you on a Sunday. The only reason why I've rang you is just because I've just seen your email. But before I go into your file, could you please confirm for me your date of birth?
It's 9/4/86.
Fantastic. And your postal address?
LS 12. No. Fuck. Do these things.
Yeah.
Where's my postal address? Our address. Is it Greenock? Is it a Greenock postal address I've used? PA16, no? LS27OGJ.
Yeah, that's correct. LS27OGJ. Yeah. Just letting you know, calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. I'm just giving you a quick update as I've received this file off one of my previous colleagues who doesn't work in this department anymore. She's more on the front end. From what I can see, we've received Glasgow City Council records, Kibble Education Centre records, and we also have your GP records. So that means that your file is now ready for an evidence review. So I'm just a bit busy today to do your evidence review, if I'm being honest with you. It'll be something what I'll be doing next week, the start of the obviously new working week. And once I've completed your evidence review, Kevin, I will give you a call to schedule you in for a witness statement of your time during Kerr. When we're conducting this witness statement, at any moment, if you wish to take a break, that either to, you know, go for a cigarette or just recall your thoughts, go to the toilet, get a drink, etc., whichever it may be, just vocalise it during the call and then we'll gladly take a few spare moments so we can have a break. So when you're in, so when we take the call, you will be in control of how it's conducted and when it starts and when it can end and if there's a break. And then following that, I will then go in the background and draft up your witness statement, collect any relevant documentation that corroborates your statement. And then once that has been done, it will be passed to my manager for a last final review before it's sent to yourself. And all we'll need you to do, Kevin, is essentially just read the witness statement and sign at the bottom just to state that the statement is true and is to the best recollection of your knowledge. And then once that's been done, you'll be booked in for a video call, that being either WhatsApp or maybe Teams. All we need to do for this meeting, Kevin, is for you to have a form of photo ID, like your passport, driving license, maybe a SALTI, a bus card, if you have one of them. They need to be in date. They need to be a valid proof of documentation. You'll be in the meeting with my operations manager called Jay Taylor, and as well as our head solicitor here at MMA Legal. Once they're happy with your identity and they can verify it, it will then be passed to the Scottish Redress Panel for their review.
When will I need to have the photographic ID?
It will be after the witness statement. It won't be for any time soon.
I've got buff lines and some utility bills, but I need to send a letter for like a provisional or something.
Yeah, you can show a provisional. It doesn't have to be a full UK driving license. It can be your provisional. Like I said, if you have the SALTI card, I believe that's the Scottish Bus Pass card. If you have one of them, you can use that. Just anything that has a picture of yourself on it and it is a verified form of photo ID that is within date.
All right.
Is that okay?
All right.
Fantastic, no worries. Well, I'll more than likely give you a call at some point next week, Kevin, to book you in for your witness statement, okay?
All right, thanks very much.
Fantastic. You have the lovely rest of your weekend, and I'll speak to you soon.
Right, cheers, mate.
Cheers, bye.